Okay, Beezy, you fired up.
Bitch!
Bless your truck.
I do what I want, what I please. Bitch wanna talk, gotta get on her knees. 7 chains on in the club, I might freeze. How the fuck I got these bands in my jeans? Bitch, I do what I want, what I please. How the fuck I got these bands in my jeans? Draw me a bath, fuck a bitch overseas. Throw for one niggas, I only got me.
Yeah.
Boy, you're not close, stop it. He got a gun, but I came with a rocket. Pick a SAR, the bitch look like Ibaka. He talking crazy, so we had to sock him. Make the bitch catch the balls, Pokemon. Put her to drink while he run like a marathon. Bitch, I be smoking that gas on the marathon. Hop out the coupe, that bitch look like a Megatron. Fuckin' so hard that she thought she gave birth. He tried to rob me, now he on his shirt. I need my money, I know what I'm worth. Since I was 12, I've been geeking off perks. Yeah. All of these niggas, they hate it. Think I won't fuck on this bitch, but she basic. Well, I'ma just do it, I know you gon' hate it. I'm way too grimy, I'm slimy, no gator. Bitch, I'm a bat. Fuck Instagram, we don't do none of that. You gotta show we pop out where you at. Let him get Roddy, 6 sauce in his back. You niggas pussy a dyke with a strap. He gotta check, I'ma need all of that. Nigga, I'm smoke, then you know where I'm at. Nigga, I'm beef, we can cook some of that. I do what I want, what I please. Bitch, wanna talk, gotta get on her knees. 7 chains on in the club, I might freeze. How the fuck I got these bands in my jeans?
Bitch,
I do what I want, what I please. How the fuck I got these bands in my jeans? Draw me a bath for a bitch overseas. Go for one niggas, I only got me.
If a nigga turn me, then they turn the Armageddon out. Stomp a nigga out like he had a foot fetish. When it comes to money, is it debit or the credit? But either way you go, I'ma still make letters. Vegan, stacking up jail, no Keenan. Battle make a hit like Egan. Gotta get some land, cause I really wanna Stockholm like a nigga talk about Sweden. All over Earth, cause I do this shit effortless. Run around the city like walls with no Mexicans. Yeah, I got bars, but you know I'm the best at this. Fuck with the law when I start to play Tekken, bitch. I do not swear under oath. If you get dumpy, that turns to a ghost. Pull up in dumpies, you think it's a hoax. Easy elokes and could never approach me. Love me a girl, so I cop me a set. Like the Republic, I stay with a check. Shaking head bitches be breaking they neck over dick. She gonna be down from the get. Stay making moves with the hits like a blitz. Do some more time than I copy some kicks. If I'm in London, I might hit a scam, but I'd rather be money than spend on the
drink. I do what I want, what I please. Bitch wanna talk, gotta get on her knees. 7 chains on in the club, I might freeze. How the fuck I got these bands in my jeans?
Bitch,
I do what I want, what I please. How the fuck I got these bands in my jeans? Draw me a bath for a bitch overseas. Double one niggas, I only got me.
2020 verbose.xyz. Here we are, first show of the year. I'm the mad scientist Miles Lowroad, coupled with my man Crafter, aka Black Jesus, aka 2 for 1 at RB Special, aka Why My PP Gig, aka what's the one? The oh god. Oh yeah, my dick run hot. My dick, and I bet your dick is running hot tonight, considering the actual physical space you're sharing right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crafter, showing up sick as fuck tonight. It's amazing.
I'm dying, everybody. I'm dying.
Kids out there, fucking wash your hands. That should be your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, wash your fucking hands. Don't fucking think, oh, it's just quick. I don't fucking eat. No, wash your fucking hands. You dirty fucks. That's why I even fucking common colds around anymore. Because you fuckers won't wash your goddamn hands.
You take a shit and you wipe your ass. There's some shit particles on your hands. You fucking wash that shit or else it's going to end up in your mouth or the mouth of others. That's how diseases spread. Remember?
I ate poop.
From sucking ass.
Yep. That's how you get C. diff, eating ass.
That's beautiful. Fucking... That dude that was riding around that truck in Florida that got arrested for IDS on the back of his truck, he definitely has C. diff. He's a millionaire now, but he definitely has C. diff. Fucking, how are you doing tonight? What's your prediction on 2020? Feeling good about this shit?
Oh, man, I feel like the year's starting off bad. It's going to be a long, fucking rough year. it's just going crazy. I mean,
2020, bitches!
And usually I'm not big to jump onto the gun violence train and shit, but there are just shootings fucking everywhere last night. Good God. All around the nation, people fucking murdering each other. Fucking
insane. Did you hear about the stabbing?
No. There's a stabbing, yeah, too?
There was a stabbing, too.
Are we in England now?
No, right? Exactly. You know, it's like we're already compensating for a massive gun confiscation. So it's like, fuck it, we need to ban the knives, too, already. Already. I think it was at a not a mosque. What's the one? The mosque for Jews?
I don't know. Temple?
Yeah. Yeah, I was at a Jewish temple. And motherfucker stabbed a bunch of people. That just happened. That was like New Year's, you know?
Oh yeah, the reason why like they're like have all like the guardian angels and all these other neighborhood watch things and stuff because they're worried like hate crimes against Orthodox Jews are on the rise or something like that. And I was like, it's just a couple attacks. This is bullshit. But then, I don't know, it seems like it just continues to happen. There was another incident today where two African-American women were harassing some Hasidic Jew guy, and then he started filming them, and they took his phone and broke it and threw it in his face, said a bunch of, like, anti-Jew stuff to him. So
interesting. Interesting. Do you think it's the BDS movement kind of, like, seeping into culture a little bit?
I think it's the Black Israelites, like, getting more mainstream fucking, you know, recognition.
Bruh, yeah. It kind of has the same kind of spiciness, I feel. You know, the Black Israelites are out there, you know, kind of preaching their brand of weird Judaism where angels are aliens and things like that. But just very violent about, you know, their judgments against people. And then fucking you have the whole idea of religion as a whole, that it's kind of this over-pervasive, like, controlling force, you know? And you see it swaying that way with Islam, too. I feel like there's a lot of conservatives that look at Islam, they look up to Islam now. And I think we've discussed this on the show as well, of, like, fucking, you know, this all these Muslim parents coming out, like, don't teach our kids about homosexuality and things like that. Like, that's wrong. Like, and then Christians all around America are like, thank you. Thank you, Muslims, for standing up for our beliefs. You guys are the strong ones. Allah Akbar.
And that's a difficult, you know, stance to be, you know, about homosexuality and, you know, how young should kids be taught when before they're taught about sex. And then more than that, you know, atypical sex, you know, sex that happens to a smaller percentage of the population. I think that's a tough issue to deal with. But, you know, definitely like with Black Israelites and Muslims, I think they hid under religious freedom so long with such a violent message.
Yeah, right. Indeed. Again, all religions kind of have done that. There's always this like dark undertone, Catholicism and the fucking Inquisition and shit, you know? I don't know. All the things. Mormons, dude, what do you mean? Are you talking about like drug shit and like drug cartels in Mexico?
Oh no, I mean like there's neighborhoods of Mormons in Texas and Utah that still practice polygamy and have like a spiritual leader who runs their whole town and everyone in the town is in the church. Like that's still happening. Like we have religious cities still.
Oh dear God, those are the same fucking guys that end up like marrying these like they have these child wives and shit like that and like exactly. Marry multiple. Oh God, it fucking blows my mind. And there's states that literally protect those laws that allow through like marriage and consent of parents, like they marry as young as like 14. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I think it was the diocese in Chicago. Lots going on in Chicago right now, but I believe it's somewhere in Illinois where there were seven priests that have been convicted or are facing judgment and their names to be released to the families in which they affected. Like the whole archbishop, whatever, came out and was like, you know, condemning their actions and grateful that, you know, the people wronged in these situations will get to actually face the perpetrator, essentially. That shit's going on right now.
Damn.
I know. Fucking that on like the end, the butt end of this whole stupid fucking Epstein debacle, you know? Did you know that fucking Prince William or whatever went on fucking an interview? I want to say on BBC or some, you know, Sky News or one of those national programs. And he was trying to clear his name of why he would be hanging out with a convicted sex offender. And it was really, did you hear about that?
No, Prince
Andrew.
Oh
my God, dude. Yeah, Prince Andrew, thank you. Prince William, he's not, he hasn't been kicked out of the family yet. I believe Prince Andrew kind of has. They're like, you know, fuck you, bro, you're making us look bad over here kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, but, what was his excuse? Like, well,
literally,
he was a very rich man who helped give money to charity or what?
No, it was so much worse than that. It's more like I stayed at his house constantly because it was convenient. It was a good location. Oh, okay. I didn't know that chick. Wait, what? You're in a picture with her. well, I don't remember being photographed in this picture. And by the way, there must be someone standing behind her because that's not my hand. Like, what the fuck? It's you, literally three people in this picture. It's one of Prince Andrew's longtime friends, the chick in the background, and then the chick, the obviously underage chick, and a hand there. Is there, like, a midget standing by there positioning his hand perfectly? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
so there are these connections that way. There are these things that point to it. And it's just a lot of that going on in the world. Like, a lot of these things are being exposed. What's going on with it? You know, is this some sort of purge from the inside? Some sort of Q shit? Or is it just we're at this level of technology where it's hard to hide, you know, anything that has gone down as far as communication is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, I feel like it's definitely a cover up at higher levels. The excuse I came up with, it was about charity. He raised lots of money for charity. He was a very connected person, which I would think it would have been go-to excuse. You know, so then the question would be like, but you're part of the royal family, literally the richest people in the world. What the fuck do you need to talk to some other rich guy for? You know,
like, right? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the rich hang out with the rich. Just something that happens. Don't you think?
Yeah, so they could fuck little girls. Sick fuck. Yeah. All you rich bastards.
I don't know if all the rich bastards fuck underage people, but the ones that do can go fuck themselves and die.
And if you're
literally,
if you're a rich priest, then you're fucking little boys. Nah.
Yeah, and you're using people's hard-earned money to do that. Fucking blows my mind. Like, people tithe and give money to the church and all this shit, and fucking, it's for nothing. It's to support assholes like that who are holier than thou, yet secretively fucking do the worst of the worst. It's fucked up. Fucking 2020, though. Let's fucking round them all up. It'll be beautiful. See what happens with that. Will it happen from the inside? I don't know. I feel like I had the weirdest thought today, and people are going to hate me for saying this, but like, what if this is a deeper conspiracy? Like, Trump had him killed because he really did have dirt on him.
I mean, it's possible. Or even in the same kind of vein, like, someone that we don't know is connected yet is who took him out. You know, that they haven't mentioned them. It wasn't Clinton. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't Prince Andrew. Maybe some other rich guy whose name hasn't come up on the list or was only initials in those flight logs.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, there's no telling. Fuck, dude. So weird. It was Alex Jones, bro.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Did you hear what happened to fucking Alex Jones recently?
No. Oh.
Oh, my.
He has to pay $100,000 in lawyer fees.
That is correct. So the media is making it sound like he has to pay, you know, $100 in fees towards this case, Sandy Hook case. But yeah, it's lawyer fees. Exactly. Yeah. Alex Jones can afford that shit. That guy got money.
Yeah, and it was due to him not cooperating completely with providing evidence or something like that. And so the other side's lawyers took a lot of time investigating, and now he has to pay those fees. That's all the judge ruled. But there's been no ruling on the case yet.
Hmm. Interesting. Still no ruling on the case. What do you think? This guy came out. This guy's suing him, literally coming out saying, "My son was at Sandy Hook." Do you give credence to that?
I mean, it's so hard to say. I mean, what does that mean? Which Sandy Hook, the functional school or the leftover shell of the school they say a shooting happened at? I don't know.
Oh, man. Right.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I've been going deep in some conspiracies and stuff, you know, like people who even talk about 9/11 not being real and stuff, and how, you know, all the names were fake and they were using, you know, like AI to generate faces and stuff. I mean, I don't really believe all this stuff, but you know.
I mean, 2001, was there enough AI technology to do that?
Maybe not in consumer sector, but, you know, they say military is, you know, 20 to 30 years ahead of us at all times.
Oh, what? That's legit. I want some of that good tech. Give me a break. Teleportation and shit, my dude. Fucking. And, speaking of teleportation, I feel like the one thing that you got to give 2019 credit for is, like, the mass population acceptance of the idea of extraterrestrial life. Even if the whole UFO, whatever, unidentified craft or aerial threat thing is, like, some sort of military project, you have to wonder what that kind of high level technology, those kind of movement skills came from, you know?
Yeah.
It seems otherworldly to me. And that is mainstream news now, you know?
And knowing just, you know, how, what space is and that there's other planets out there and other planets with other resources and possibly water or, you know, like it's, I feel like we have to think that there might be something else out there, even if it's not like us, you know, maybe there has to be some kind of bacteria or insect or some sort of life out there.
Right. Or like God sitting way out there. You have to float out into space with your swag.
Yeah. And be like, what up? Are you God? And he'd be like, I think so.
I guess. I think so.
I do know everything.
What? Do you know what I'm about to do?
Yeah.
What if I do something else?
Then I don't know that.
Yes, right, bitches. 2020 in the house. Thank you for sharing it with us. First show of the year. I'm fucking happy to be here. Crafter's happy to be here, even though he's half dying, I promise. Right. Oh, we miss you tonight. Yeah. Shit's, you know, we can't go tonight without talking about the impeachment inquiry just a little bit. You know what I mean?
Has Pelosi turned in those things to the Senate yet?
No, she
what
has
the
not.
Fuck. It's like they want to keep it in the news cycle. They don't want to just accept that defeat that they're going to get.
Right? It's this idea of, yeah, exactly. Keep it in the news cycle. Keep it something that's, you know, hanging in the balance, you know, and not give the satisfaction of just moving on with fucking day-to-day business. And I think also, alternatively, it could also be, you know, it's the holidays and shit, and it's a good way to stall, keep it in the news cycle, and then not have to fucking touch it. Everybody could be like, okay, let's go see our families.
Yeah.
You know, this is intermission. Fuck. It feels like that. You look at, like, politics in Britain and, like, the parliament, but you have the royal family, and the royal family really isn't real. They just, it's just kind of like a thing there, an honorary seat. They own all the shit, but everything, all the real business gets done in parliament, you know? It feels like that in the United States, kind of. The whole pageantry of, like, what happens in the news cycle and what's going on with foreign affairs and, you know, the latest tweets from Trump and shit. It's like fucking this show. It's this pageantry. It doesn't feel real to me.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, it doesn't really feel real. It feels like it's all political game. Like, no one wants progress or solution. They just want to find someone to blame for where we're at now. Like, oh, the reason that nothing politically or economically is moving drastically is because Trump tried to fucking get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden.
Oh my God, dude. Right. Fucking, we'll get into some Joe Biden stuff later. I got some beautiful clips.
Is it about refusing to testify in front of Senate?
I don't know if I have that.
Yeah.
But I did read that article, and it's very interesting for him to say that, like, you know, he basically sets up the narrative that's already in place that if Trump, if they go through with impeachment, it's going to get shot down in the Senate anyways. Fucking might as well move on with business and beat him in 2020. Or I'm sorry.
It's just so crazy to hear, like, just, you know, 3 weeks earlier, the Democrats were saying, you know, Trump and the White House refusal to fucking listen to subpoenas during the House investigation was showing that they were guilty and showing that, you know, obviously they had something to hide. I mean, that was the narrative told on mainstream media. But now all of a sudden Joe Biden doesn't want to testify. And they're like, oh, he's just trying to stop a distraction. No, man.
Yeah.
This is directly involving you. You should testify.
Right. You know, and he's getting, I got some great clips. Let's just put it that way. But he's getting fucking heckled on this shit. A lot of Democrats are. It's like this, all this bullshit that's coming up. People are actually fed up with it. And I think going out and speaking out against them in public now, putting these motherfuckers on blast. Joe Biden's getting it the worst, though, I feel. And it's because he's weak positioned, you know?
Very.
And they all really are. Except for, you know, Islet. But all Islet has her fucking weak spots too, but we got to fucking find that perfect moderate. And that's the funny thing too. I'm taking a break from playing RT on this channel. It was getting too Russian propaganda-y. I'm going to do some straight up American propaganda tonight. All Fox News, all Fox News business. But regardless, fucking, I was watching some RT today and, like, their whole idea, there was this like opinion show, and they're talking about like the idea of moderates on both the left and right are what lead to big business, and that the moderates will allow things to get passed. They're in the interest of lining people's pockets. I think that's a misrepresentation of what a moderate really represents. A moderate takes positions on both sides and looks for a compromise. I don't think it's about big business necessarily. I think that's more crony capitalism and the far right. And then obviously the fucking financiers like the Koch brothers and shit, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Right. I agree that you know, moderation and centralism is centricism is important. The left is definitely very vocal against it. Like even Reddit, you know, which is the left internet. they have a whole subreddit called Enlightened Centricism, where they make memes talking about being in the center is wrong. You know, like it's like little memes like moderate, we can come to a solution between, left and right. And then it says, right. And it's like, we should kill all the Jews. And then moderate, let's talk about this. like it's, yes, with extreme ideas, a moderate position does not at work. But that's the whole problem is we're tired of these extreme ideas. We don't want no Green New Deal that changes everybody's lifestyles overnight. And we don't want a fucking even further, business oligarchy that forces all of us to fucking worship the corporations and our fucking employer. We want to find that middle ground.
Yeah. You bring up a good point. We here in the United States, we tout this idea that we're self-sustaining off our own oil, right? And we're now in a surplus and we're exporting more than ever, even though a lot of countries won't take fracked oil. But we're in this surplus, but Britain is actually touting something different. They're touting the fact that they are less dependent on oil than ever. And about, I want to say 76, maybe it's 86% of their current power infrastructure is all from alternative energy sources like wind and solar and things like that, turbines, which I think is an awesome goal to set for 2020. I don't like the Green New Deal at all. I think it's bullshit. And I also don't think we should ever tax on carbon. But at the same token, I think that what we make up for in less taxes, we lose out, so to speak, financially, I guess you would say, in the fact that there are some advantages you can't take because of how it affects the environment. I mean,
yeah, I'm against wind because of how it affects the environment. I think windmills is a bad idea.
I do too, actually. It's crazy how it changes airflows in area. It kills like major bird populations. But not only that, I've seen some interesting things. Do you subscribe to the idea that windmill syndrome shit? Have you watched anything on that?
I definitely, I don't agree with the Trump agreed position where it's like causing cancer and it hasn't been researched.
No, not at all.
But I definitely feel like the sound coming from large windmills, the small vibrations could be enough to keep someone awake at night or, drive them a little crazy if that's all they're obsessing about. Lack of sleep would cause lack of healing, more disease, more sickness.
Yeah, and it's crazy how some of these wind farms are really close to communities.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
The problem with those massive blades, right now we don't have a way to recycle them. When they break, they go to a landfill. These things are as long as a fucking tractor trailer on a semi.
Yeah, they're longer, and it's a wide load. Have you ever seen one on the road?
Yeah, they're huge.
They're fucking huge. It's one propeller on the back of one semi.
Yeah, and it's crazy. We do not have a way to recycle them or reuse them once they break or crack.
Interesting. Don't you think we're going to run into that kind of shit too with the huge lithium batteries that we're using in electric vehicles?
Probably. Tesla just submitted a patent for some new type of battery that's supposedly 30 times better than their last batteries for their cars.
Huh. That's awesome. That's great. I like what Tesla does. I fucking hate the space truck, cyber truck bullshit. Yeah. What the fuck is that thing called?
Yeah, Cybertruck.
Cybertruck. This is the fucking stupidest thing I ever seen
Halo
in my life.
Warthog.
Yeah. Although I feel like just for its ugliness, you buy one of those, it's going to end up like the DeLorean. There's only so many, I want to say 64 DeLoreans made in the world. and fucking, you know, it was featured on, you know, Back to the Future and all that shit. But those cars are worth, like, you own one in pristine condition, it's like a $1 million vehicle. But it looks like a little Nissan, you know, Datsun kind of fucking, or one of those GMC Eagle. You ever see those fucking cars? It looks like a fucking muddy kind of rally car thing.
No, never seen it.
Pretty cool. Eagles are...
I can imagine 50 years from now, though, some old man pulling this tarp off this dusty thing in a garage. This is my Cybertruck! You know?
Oh my God, exactly, exactly. Well, Dad, well, Grandpa, you know, we don't even use wheels anymore. That's crazy.
But, you know, even though Cybertruck sucks, I do agree, Elon Musk, like, we should be investing in solar and battery technology. That's what we should be investing in.
Hmm. Interesting. I agree. And I would love to do experiments with this in my life and see, like, how much infrastructure you can actually sustain with the proper battery bank, with proper panels, you know, proper inverters, the whole nine. Like, can you get a rack of fucking servers powered on, like, you know, 12 deep cell batteries? And for how long? How long can you keep a charge at, like, full bore fucking mining on every single one?
I mean, I remember reading an article about a guy who built a single mining rig and had it running off solar in a shed in the middle of nowhere, running off 4G and solar. He was still making money back then, but that was, you know, during the heyday of mining.
Right. I'm not even thinking about the money. It's more like the resources used. Like, it's going to amp the power up like hardcore. It's going to push the system to its limits and draw as much power, you know, as it needs to do that. See if you could do that in a solar environment. That'd be cool. And I'd really like to see, that's my centrist view, is I'd really like to see a compromise with environmental things. I really want an honest conversation about fracking. It's this whole, like, on both sides, you know, this outrage culture. Like, on one end, it's like, if we don't frack, then we're not going to get the oil we need to sustain as a country, and we're just going to be constantly dependent on international wars, you know? And then the other end of it is like, we're poisoning the earth, you know? There's flammable water coming out of the fucking faucets in Arkansas. There's fucking earthquakes in areas that there never was before, you know? But what... Why don't you release the majority, at least the particulate concerns, within what the actual fluid that they use for fracking? I mean, I've read some of these pamphlets that they say that there's like radioactive material in some of these, you know? And two, I think there needs to be more studies into if this really is fucking up fault lines, you know? It's a real thing that there's earthquakes in places that they haven't been before. And are we going to create sinkholes? Is this going to fuck shit up? Like, this could fuck up infrastructure.
Yeah. Is it possibly some, you know, malicious idea by some company? Like, if Nestle, you know, the biggest provider of bottled water in the world, decides to start fracking so it can pollute, you know, other water supplies to maintain its fucking, you know, dominance, you know, is that allowed? I don't know.
Right. It's like the idea of all of this plastic and garbage that ends up in the ocean, you know, and affects all of this sea life, that you open a fish up and you fucking pull out this Dasani fucking plastic label, right? And somehow that's our fault. That company made all that plastic shit that inevitably ended up in the ocean, and that's our fault. We have to pay for that. Why is it that these companies aren't held responsible for the waste that's there?
Yeah, you better quit using plastic bags and plastic straws, because this is your fault.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Yeah. Exactly, dude. Fuck. You know, like, what do we do? You know, and then the eventuality of a carbon tax. If anybody should pay a carbon tax, it should be those who are putting the most carbon into the atmosphere, and that's obviously industry.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola company. I mean, yeah. Bayer. I mean, how much of your prescriptions and other over-the-counter medications come in plastic bottles? Bayer also bought Monsanto. So, I mean, all those, you know, weed products and all those other fucking things in the lawn section at Walmart, all those are fucking shipped in plastic. I mean, and covered in chemicals that you can't just go throw into a landfill, but we do. I mean, it's weird that we're not questioning these companies or expecting them to foot the bill.
Right. Fuck. It's, yeah. What the fuck, man?
Like, when we figured out that smoking caused cancer, it took a while. You know, those smoke companies were on the hook for lots of people's damages. Lots and lots of people. They had to pay millions, and they had to pay for education campaigns, and they had to quit advertising on TV. And I mean, there was repercussions for that. Even though, you know, like, all we had to prove is that they were aware and chose not to tell the public. And I guarantee we can prove that Coca-Cola or Bayer knew of how much plastic they were wasting and creating without saying a word.
Bro, what about the diabetes too, man?
Diabetes.
Diabetes. I'm telling you. Fucking, speaking of shit going on in other countries and fucking plastic and things dying and all that shit, do you hear about fucking what's going on in Australia?
It's burning. The whole fucking thing is burning.
That shit's on fire, my dude.
The koalas fucking... on fire and shit. It's so sad. Watch those koalas all injured videos.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All the fucking people that are, like, trying to save those areas, they're like bringing water to koalas. They're drinking the water out of bottles and shit.
And they're all burnt and stuff. Like, they can't outrun the fires because they're so slow. They said like over 500 million animals have died in the fires now.
No, that's fucking crazy. Sloths! No sloths! Why don't die?
Kangaroos, fucking whole bunch of shit. Sad.
It's so sad.
Koalas. Fuck.
Rip. You remember that kangaroo meme where that guy fucking he was trying to keep his dogs from getting fucked up by that kangaroo and he ends up like squaring off with it, punching it in the face, and then walking away?
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was awesome. I want to punch a kangaroo. Unless it's on fire, then I'll just leave it alone. Give it a water. Give it a nested water bottle that it can fucking go throw on the ground. And I'd be like, God damn it, kangaroo, you should quit using so much plastic. Clean this shit up. Think about what your use is. Fucking koala. How the fuck, man? You just drink two bottles of fucking water. You think about the impact you're making? What the fuck, koala? What the fuck, bro? Think green, bitch.
The BPA's in the bottle will turn the koalas gay.
Probably, if a koala starts growing tits now. Too much estrogen.
Too much estrogen from all that Dasani bottled water. That's fucking awesome. Drink Fiji, my dudes. Yeah. Telling you.
No one complaining about bottled water when fucking cute koalas given one after being burned. But fucking they get mad at me for using them.
Meanwhile, you know, the richest of the rich people, they want to fucking lecture about that shit. But you look at how they live in such lavish, fucking luxurious places that have no consciousness of like how much power they draw and how much, you know, impact that they have on the environment of that area. You know what I mean? Fucking blows my mind. Not that rich people should be taxed. I think that everybody should have like the fucking right to get there. I think it's more that we should be holding industry to fuel to the fire. You want to operate on these levels. You want to make this kind of money. You want to impact these many people's lives. You have to think about the consumers. And the consumers are the people that live in these countries, you know, to a certain extent. God. Like, I think about the Paris Agreement and all this shit and, like, how, like, China and India, some of, like, the biggest manufacturers in the world just aren't really, you know, it's like this hidden truth that, oh, well, if we want shit cheap and shit, we have to like exploit people in some of the countries. The rest will just blame them and guilt them because they're fucking, you know, polluting and killing the planet. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like I swung on it. I swung on it. I'd care about the environment, but at the same token, I don't want that to be a tool for social control. Feel me? Brush fires. Is that how where I got to from brush fires? Shit, man. I'm on one tonight. 2020 brush in the house.
Fires. Yeah. Brush fires. Bush fires.
Oh, yeah. Is it bush fires? Is it like, you know... Oh, fuck. Can I make a joke like this? Is it like... is the shit going on in Australia like redheaded chicks pubic hair?
Firebush.
Firebush, my dude. Hell yeah. I you know, definitely try it, but don't fuck around forever. Redheads have no souls. They'll fucking eat you alive. I'm telling you, stay away. It's only for the truly brave and valiant. Fuck, what else is going on in the world? Oh yeah, fucking, before we keep going super political, but I kind of want to talk about this. Again, shit going on in Chicago. Fucking, weed is now legal there. The 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana. Consequently, they also, for small quantity marijuana charges dropped 11,000 cases today. And there's going to be 17,000 more. So if you're in jail or you have prior convictions or you're on probation, all of that goes away.
Boom. If it's for weed. If you got some assault charge or some other shit, you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. But if it's just strictly for weed,
you're fucked.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Any of these jobs that you were trying to get before because you got you have a weed charge or some shit, that's no longer – it's a fucking gone. Done. So kudos to you guys out there. I'm very happy.
Blaze it, Chicago.
Yeah, just don't do it in public, or at least just don't get caught.
The true winners, though, are Illinois farmers. Have you ever tried farming not high? Boring as shit.
What kind of farming have you done? You play that fucking Harvest Moon or some shit?
I don't know. You ever fucking played some farming simulator?
Farming simulator, bro. Hell yeah. Don't they have a pot farming simulator, too?
Just fucking cruise fucking tractors around all day smoking weed.
You ever cruise a tractor before?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
A backhoe.
Hell yeah. I pulled a rake once. That was awesome. Yeah. Actually, it was on like a old like 30s Ford tractor, right? And I had the rake hooked up to the back. This is in Idaho, like long ass fucking time ago.
Utah.
Idaho, you're right. Anyways, fucking. So this is only like my second time on this tractor, and it's one of those pull down throttles. So I start her up. And I gave it a little bit too much throttle, and it fucking kicked up on two wheels. Mind you, I'm pulling a fucking rake behind me. And if you don't know what that is, it's like, you know, a 10 feet wide spinny blade thing that fucking cuts up hay and then puts it in piles next to you. It's like a big lawnmower thing. So this thing fucking kicks up on two. I literally hug the front of the fucking motor and end up pushing down the fucking throttle and like bring it back down on two. So I fucking do that. It freaks me the fuck out. I stop. I hyperventilate for a minute and then I continue on, rake the whole field, come back. Later that afternoon, I tell the owner what had happened. He's like, my brother died on that same tractor when he was like 11.
You almost died.
I almost died, bro. I almost fucking died.
A farm place accident.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? The first Puerto Rican farm place accident in that state. It's probably happened to other places, yeah. But definitely in that state.
Since you're Puerto Rican, they just classify it as multiple stabbing.
Exactly. Both slashing and puncturing.
Yeah. The farm equipment was mad at him, stabbed the shit out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Got him for fucking with his white farmer daughter.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Shouldn't have.
That's what it was.
The farmer's daughter.
Hell yeah. No, you always do. Sarate. And then you end up in a shotgun wedding and everything will be all right. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Might tie.
Sarate on a renaissance. That's what I'm talking about. So Illinois, fucking, they legalized weed. That's fucking cool. I'm glad all those people got their release. Do they do that in every state that they legalize weed in?
No, definitely not. I feel like in some states when they legalized, they didn't do anything. And some of the people would even just stay in jail, even on their charges.
Wow. That's fucked up. Now it's something that's legal and you still sit there. And does it have to do with the federal legality of it? Or do you think it's just people don't take that into consideration? Or they didn't in the past?
Yeah, I feel like they just like, oh, well, it was illegal at the time when you committed the law, the crime. So, you know, still legal.
That's unfair. That's fucked up. I wonder how that worked during Prohibition. Like, if you were a fucking distiller or a fucking booze runner, like, if you were in jail during that and then Prohibition ended, were you released?
I am not sure, man. We need to research that. We need Gary to look in on.
We need fucking Gary, dude. Still looking for a Gary looking to fucking, you know, join the team. Hit us up. Verbose.xyz. Shameless plug. It's all fucking there. Oh my god. But, you know, I thought we were going to have like good stories to start off 2020, but everything that I looked at today was pretty fucking negative, man. Like you heard there was protests in Iraq?
Yeah, yeah. Iranian protests.
That's what they're saying. And that's what President Trump's saying, too, that it was Iranians that were responsible for the attack on the U.S. embassy there.
Yeah.
What do you think about all that shit?
I mean, I don't know how much of it is, if it's there just mad at us as a country or if it's Iranian militias that are encouraging it. But Trump did make the right move on pulling the ambassador out and not watching him die like fucking Hillary Clinton did. So, you know, at least there wasn't Benghazi. There's no Benghazi.
Oh, fuck.
So, I mean, at least he showed the smart choice in that. Anytime we have, you know, one of our, you know, our government employees in another country for the sake of our government, we need to protect them. You know, we have soldiers, you know, 400 military bases around the world. There's no reason that we cannot intercept anywhere within minutes.
You know what's awesome? Trump himself said that it's no Benghazi. Actually, I have a clip of it. Here we go.
The president, for his part, has been quiet on the subject throughout the day. Not so much as a single tweet about the situation in Iraq, but his administration's reaction to the ongoing unrest and the threat has spoken loudly and with unmistakable clarity.
As soon as we saw there was a potential for problem, they got in and there was no problem whatsoever.
The contrast could not have been more stark. Glitz and glitter on the one hand,
in Mar-a-Lago,
and gumption on the other. Yet there were still surprising parallels between the president's New Year's Eve gala and the deployment of additional U.S. Marines to the embassy in Baghdad. In each instance, a projection of calm amid simmering unrest half a world away.
Well, I think it's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously as soon as we heard this will not be a Benghazi.
While there is a stark difference between the facilities in Baghdad and Benghazi, the former is a $750 million fortified edifice. The president's point about a quick response underscores both the threat to U.S. personnel and property and the strains of history, which has seen numerous otherwise peaceful embassy days and nights devolve into chaos and carnage. With that fact as a stark underpinning, the president, who has accused Iran of being fully responsible for the embassy assault, ordered about 750 soldiers deployed to the Middle East, as about 3,000 more prepare for possible deployment in the next several days, including, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the immediate deployment of the 82nd Airborne, an appropriate and precautionary action, he wrote in a statement, taken in response to increased threat levels against U.S. personnel and facilities.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that, which is why that you saw the strikes over the weekend.
While criticism of the president's decisions has been relatively muted, some Democrats place blame for the unrest in Iraq squarely on his shoulders. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy tweeting, really hard to overstate how badly Trump has bungled things in the Middle East, suggesting what the White House has called Iran-coordinated protests are instead anti-U.S. protests, thanks to Trump's mishandling of Iran policy. White House officials continue to insist the protests are Iranian-backed, Mike, and in fact they suggest there is little evidence. A growing anti-Americanism.
Would Obama say that his mishandling of Mike, Libya is what caused our
ambassador to be killed? Leading us off in West Palm Beach, Kevin.
Fucking insane.
Many thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Like, I don't even like fucking Trump, and that was a direct shot for no reason. That was. I mean, like, you know, I know he's just quoting, some other news source, not really his own news source because it's Fox News.
Yeah, and all news organizations do that. They take that fucking soundbite and they share it, pass it along.
Yeah.
Like it's the fucking teleprompter. They all have the same teleprompter firmware or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not the full article that the left said, I'm sure, you know, either. It's not the full position and they just minimize it into a sentence. But still, like, you definitely, like, we've had so many problems in the Middle East through George W. Bush, through Obama, even presidents before that. I mean, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria. I mean, these places are shitholes.
yeah, definitely.
They're always controlled by some violent assholes. You know, the use of force is fucking, seems like the only thing that fucking gains power there. I can't really blame Trump for all the problems there in Iraq, especially. I mean, we entered that country with no evidence whatsoever on George W. Bush and Dick Cheney's order. Obama continued the war. I mean, like, it's an inherited problem. It's not really. Mm-hmm. Then that's about it.
That is true. But one thing is for sure is it's definitely deep-seated in anti-U.S. sentiment. Even the supreme leader of Iran came out today speaking out against Trump, or not Trump, I'm sorry, speaking out against the U.S. and anybody who would back the U.S., and that our violence in the Middle East for so long has been what has, you know, been the most atrocious and the most war crimes ever in existence, essentially. We're the enemies, you know?
Yeah. So it's a tough situation there. I mean, like, there's no way we're going to fucking back down to fucking Iran and fucking be like, fine, we'll just dissolve our country and you can rule the world. You know, like, they're a fucking shithole religious state, too, that have secret police and bag people and fucking haul them away and break people's face in the street and blackbag them and haul them away. I mean, they're a shithole of a country. And we should not ever look to Iran for any standard.
Yeah, no, exactly. Totally. 100% agree. Kind of on that same note, I got to give Trump props when I see him. You know what I mean? I want to be critical of any president because I think that's our responsibility, but I also want to give props when I see him. And there's two pieces of legislation he signed this past week that are very interesting to me. One is making cell phone robocalls illegal, even more so illegal, and reinforcing fines up to $10,000 for people that are doing, spam-based robocalls, right? With the exception of, what is it, political and something else. I can't remember. But that's pretty fucking cool. The other one that he signed in, he signed a piece of legislation funding an organization that is going through the backlog of rape kits. So that all these unsolved cases can be like moved forward, which I think is very interesting too.
And don't forget about raising smoking age to 21.
And getting rid of most flavored vapes.
Yeah, looks like
that's FDA happening. That's happening
that
in 2020.
Soon. Yeah. Huh? FDA is going to enforce that soon. They want to get rid of any flavor that's not tobacco or menthol. So all fruity flavors are going to have to go. 80% of vape sales.
Dude, I used to love vaping too. And fucking, it was those fruity flavors that I liked. Like literally like fruity pebbles and shit, you know? It's funny. The cereals are the ones that really kind of got me. Fruity pebbles, fucking, what other fucking one was there? What's the other one that's like fruity pebbles, but not?
Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops, thank you. Yeah, Fruit Loops. Yeah. So that's sad. It saddens me, you know? It was the same, but I felt the same way when they made like flavored cigarettes illegal. Because I used to love fucking smoking BDs, man. That was Obama. Fucking talk to your boy Obama, bro. Fucking taking away my BDs and shit. That's bullshit.
But definitely, I mean, unfortunately, I understand like some of these are good ideas. But I thought that Republicans were supposed to be small government and not adding more restrictions to your life, you know? I thought they're supposed to have the government out of people's lives more, allow you to make decisions for yourself. And now
I agree with that.
Raising smoking age, raising what you know, deciding what you can and can't smoke. I mean, it's like the world is constant, has to be babied. You know, like if we want to fucking slowly fucking poison ourselves, can't that be our choice? Like you already put an aspartame in the water.
I would almost be okay with it if they raised the age of enlistment to 21. If you're going to match that, then okay, cool. But you're going to send 18-year-olds to war and they can't even fucking smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Like you're allowed to join the military, learn how to shoot people, trained how to engage in combat. But you're not allowed to drink and you're not allowed to smoke. That we feel that you're mentally prepared enough to decide when and when you shouldn't kill somebody, but you cannot decide when to imbibe tobacco or alcohol.
Fuck me, dude. That's the world we currently live in. But some motherfuckers out there might be pretty happy about this. And I don't know how I feel about this, but we can talk about it. Starting today, about 20 states around the United States have gone to a $15 minimum wage.
Damn.
$15.
Now I'm feeling poor as shit.
Are you?
I mean, the more they raise minimum wage, the closer I get to minimum wage.
Ours isn't raised. I think statewide it's like 8 67 or something like that.
But the problem is, like, when minimum wage goes up, my wage doesn't go up proportionally since I don't make minimum wage. So really, I just make less.
Yeah, that's true. And you put some sort of environmental regulations and raise the minimum wage on motherfuckers. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, now there's no jobs for anybody. Because I feel like businesses, they care more about their bottom line than they do helping people out, you know? They can't just generate the money. They got to make millions.
Yeah. And in the end, they're going to be making billions and they're making trillions, because the way we're doing inflation is we're just going to keep printing more money and, you know, raising what you make per hour, raising what everything costs. And it's really, it's a facade. You know, there was no real wealth created to the lower classes. You know, it was, it's just more numbers.
More zeros. I like my lines with two S's through them shits, you know?
Yeah. Just computer zeros too. Not even real money, just computer money.
Yeah. Give me some fucking good old computer money. Fucking Bitcoin's going through the shitter. It's fucking pissing me off. Oh, and that brings me to an interesting reflection of things to come. 2021, by the end of 2020, John McAfee himself has predicted that Bitcoin will hit 1 million or he will eat his own dick. I will bet you $2 right now that he will have to eat his own dick. Not that he will, but he'll have to.
I mean, I agree. He won't eat his own dick. He will be have to based on his bet. And he'll just say some stupid shit like, oh, if you believe that, you're retarded. Like, then why'd you write it? Why do you fucking tell everybody this shit? Was it just a pump and dump? You're just trying to get it as high as you could just so you could sell off? What was it?
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. And thanks, China, for fucking making shit illegal. Fuck you guys. And shutting down all your infrastructure. Fuck you. Fuck you guys. That's all I got to say about that. The one last thing I wanted to bring up before we go to clips is, have you ever heard of the Iron March?
No. What's this?
I think you and I were talking something recently where they were doing something with neo-Nazis in the military. Weren't we talking about that the other day?
Yeah, something about some Nazis somewhere.
Yeah, well, there's this thing called the Iron March, and it's like a neo-Nazi U.S.-based online forum, essentially. And the outfit Newsy did a lot of, like, comprehensive investigation and matched up, like, usernames to profiles on YouTube and other information that they could gather that was open source to, like, confirm that there's a large contingency of the people in this chat that were legitimate, like, neo-Nazi fascists that were in the military. It's pretty awesome.
And, like, I don't want to, like, agree with the standing. I don't, you know, think that any race is really better than the other. But it comes into question things like, why are Jewish people allowed to call themselves God's chosen people and everyone else is less than them? Like, isn't that the same kind of supremacy that some of these people are preaching? Like, especially, like, since they want to associate white supremacy just with violence. If there's no violence and just words, is it still just as wrong? I don't know, you know? Like, I don't agree with it. I don't believe that they're right or their points are right. But, you know, should they be disallowed from saying it? When you know, like, you know, Jewish people can call themselves God's chosen people. Muslims can call themselves, you know, true followers of God, and everyone else is an infidel. I mean, isn't that kind of the same belief? Like, maybe not based on race, but on religion? Like, isn't the same kind of bigotry? And if we allow one type, can we really disallow another? I mean, we can definitely, you know, keep the violence illegal. If you try to hurt people, you belong in prison. But can we really restrict the speech?
We got to have a marketplace of ideas, you know? And it's got to be open to all ideas, even if we don't necessarily agree with them, so that there can be a discussion. If we fight about it, nothing fucking goes anywhere, and it just emboldens one side or another. I'm going to start a campaign in 2020. It's my news resolution to hug a Nazi. You heard it here first, verbose.xyz. So I was talking earlier, so let's play some clips. On that note, let's play some clips.
Clips.
Oh, hooray. First clips for 2020. Fuck RT News for a minute. I'm tired of feeling the Russian brainwashing hitting my brain. It just hurts sometimes.
Suck a dick, Putin.
So we're going to listen to some fucking good old Fox News, hopefully on the populist tips. And this one's our warm up clip. I'm really excited about this one because it's got our boy Joe Biden in there, fucking thinking he's cool and shit, still on the campaign trail even though he's like half dead retarded. But he's getting heckled. This clip's from Fox News. It's hecklers chant quid pro quo at Joe Biden event in New Hampshire. Here we go.
Well, out on the campaign trail, hecklers interrupted a rally for former Vice President Joe Biden.
Quid pro
quo. Take a look.
This is a democracy. Well, I hope it does. I hope it does. Let her go. Let her go.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's retail politics for sure. Allison Barber in Concord, New Hampshire, with the latest on the campaign there. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Eric, the former vice president had two campaign events in New Hampshire yesterday. The first one in Peterborough went off without a hitch. Nearly every seat in the venue was filled, at least 500 people at that event. The second one at a middle school gym in Milford almost immediately began with disruptions. Three protesters got out of their seats one after the other, interrupting and heckling the former vice president. Listen here.
Wait. I released 21 years of my tax returns. Your guy hasn't released one. What's he hiding? This is what I talk about having to restore the soul of America. It's called decency. It's called honor.
Quid pro Joe.
It wasn't clear whether or not those hecklers were there together, but they seemed to be there with the intention of disrupting the event. The Biden campaign did not appear to intervene or force anyone to leave. Each protester said their piece, then left on their own. A small group of Trump supporters were outside the venue holding signs and flags. Among Democratic candidates, this state, the Granite State, is still very much up for grabs as we get closer to the caucus. According to a poll released earlier this month, 18% of voters said if the 2020 Democratic primary happened today, they would vote for Mayor Pete Buttigieg. 17% said they'd vote for Biden. 15% said Senator Bernie Sanders. 12% said Senator Elizabeth Warren. Biden has two more events in New Hampshire today. Senator Amy Klobuchar and Andrew Yang are also stopping by speaking with voters in the state of New Hampshire.
And no one is talking about Tulsi Gabbard. I just don't fucking get it.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I would place $2 bet that I was right and Hunter Biden was making a whole bunch of money illegally in Ukraine and Trump and his cronies were making a whole bunch of fucking legal money in Ukraine and they all know because they were all fucking doing it and that's it. That's the fucking real answer.
Yeah, indeed. That is the real answer.
And Trump's okay, different because he was involved in Russia already. Like, he's already had lots of business there. He would have already had his foot in the door.
Yeah, and in Ukraine, as I believe, huh? I feel like that's how Trump understands all that and why Rudy Giuliani has a line on it, because they deal in similar legal circles, you know?
Yeah.
Nationally and internationally.
He already had business dealings there. So, I mean, it's not like he'd have to start new relationships with people or use a position like ambassador to get deals done. You know, he was already there with money doing deals.
Word. And okay, Biden, you showed 20 years of your tax returns. Show us your son's tax returns.
Yeah, we want to see. Give us 20 years of Hunter's tax returns.
Yeah, I want to see that shit. Come on now. And by the way, his baby mom kind of cute. I don't know. I don't know why he was like, that ain't my kid. You know, he got straight up Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
he got straight more
about his son. I mean, and that's another thing right there. Like the argument is if, you know, it was Hunter Biden in any part of his business dealings or, you know, his seat on Burisma, you know, unethical, or was he possibly breaking the law? And we know for a fact that this is a guy who will sleep with a woman, get her pregnant, and deny knowing her or that it is his child. You know that that is the character he has. So, I mean, like, he'll definitely lie to the public about things that, you know, have scientific proof. So that's bad on his part.
Yeah, it blows my mind. You know, it's all this doublespeak going on. And it's beautiful to watch in real time. And how people are just such in denial. In the face of the whole country, you still remain in denial and can't own up to your shit. It blows my mind. So yeah, the whole Joe Biden, it's going to be sad to see him go, because like, he's pretty funny. I'll give him that. And the whole debacle of his family and shit, it's pretty funny. It's pretty interesting, pretty funny. You guys are creepy as fuck, all y'alls. Fucking yeah. Keep in your pants, motherfuckers.
He's got a bastard grandchild.
That's awesome. He's got a snow in his life.
Yeah.
Fucking. So, another Biden clip for you. Do you remember that meme, Learn to Code?
No.
You don't remember the Learn to Code meme?
No. There's a meme?
So, yeah, there's memes in the world. And one of them is the Learn to Code meme. Like, there was a suggestion on some post somewhere, I think it was in the Twitterverse, where they were talking about coal miners and their validity for the future and jobs that are becoming obsolete. And if these coal plants close, what would people do? And people suggested Learn to Code. And certain segments of that community became outraged. But then it became an outrage that the left also picked up on, right? And people would go into places and, I remember it was journalists saying that fucking, coal miners should learn to code since they're losing their jobs, right? Well, I guess after the whole Trump craze and things like that of 2016, fucking a lot of journalists were like laid off and shit, right? So fucking, left-wing or right-wing trolls would go into Twitter accounts of people who had been laid off and like do long chains of learn to code. Like someone would type an L and then the next person would type an E and the next person would type an A. And it'd be like this whole string that would be learn to code.
Learn to code.
Yeah. Learn to code. So it became an offensive thing for a while on both sides of the aisle. So I think it's funny that now this clip, Joe Biden's literally coming out and telling new at an event in New Hampshire saying miners need to learn to code. Here we go.
All right. Hillary Clinton promised to put coal miners out of business in 2016. But today, former Vice President Joe Biden has a different message for them. Learn to code.
Asked me toward the end of our administration, Joe's going to determine what the jobs of the future are. Anybody who could go down 300 to 3,000 feet in the mine sure and hell can learn how to program as well.
Oh.
Anybody who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sake.
Well, our next guest has nearly 40 years experience.
He doesn't throw coal into.
It says Biden is selling miners short.
He doesn't throw coal.
Chris Hamilton is the senior vice president of the West Virginia Coal Association, and he joins us now.
Can you
throw
coal? You can code. Can Joe Biden code? Can fucking Donald Trump code? What the fuck?
Right. But it's literally, if you're able to throw coal into a furnace, you should be able to learn how to program. Get with the program, y'all. I'm just saying. Oh, wow. My God.
Vice President, certainly selling coal miners short. How do you react to that?
Well, it's more of the same. It's just inconceivable how someone particularly
inconceivable.
In his position could He's selling programmers short. Putting,
he know, does, doesn't he?
Thousands of working Americans out of work. But it comes as no surprise. Vice President Biden has repeatedly demonstrated his disdain for mining and for our coal miners.
Yeah, not anybody
Chris,
could
it's
like
so
create an operating
I guess
system
he's
that runs on
to
your
give
phone.
A compliment, but he's like, anybody can throw coal into a furnace. I mean, of course, then they can also learn to code. But to your point, this is not something he's saying accidentally. He said it much before. Watch.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No. No one's going to build another coal burning. We've got to shut the ones down we have. But no one is going to build a new one.
As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers, in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
He's been consistent here, Chris.
He has. He's so, started yeah, in July.
Anyways, then the coal miner goes on.
Yeah.
We should listen to the coal miner a little bit so you can get an idea of what a master programmer sounds like. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's the wrong analogy. Like, we should have been like, if you can, you know, teach a man how to mine coal, you can teach him how to repair solar panels. You know, like, I think that would be a better analogy.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a more believable, like, jump, right? Yeah.
Like, it's a blue-collar job moving to a blue-collar job, not a blue-collar job moving to a white-collar job.
Right, exactly. It is fucking programming white-collar? I guess it is. Weird.
I mean, you sit in an office all day, and you fucking stare at a screen. It's not like fucking heavy lifting or fucking construction, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Hmm.
Like, you have weekly fucking meetings and business meetings and objective meetings and project meetings, and you know, that sounds white collar as fuck to me.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking white collar is shit, man. When I should, my dick touched the ball.
You know, thousands of coal miners, you know, maintaining large solar fucking arrays. I mean, I think that's feasible.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But I thought it was funny, the whole learn to code thing coming back with Biden. Like, he read it somewhere and thought, like, oh, well, that's a really good idea. Not realizing the fucking meme that actually exists behind it.
Yeah. He's
old. They can program.
He doesn't know memes like me. He's old.
Yeah, he's old. He doesn't know how to code either. Like, it must be easy. Like, has no concept to the point that you think someone that could shovel coal can program. Like, meanwhile, like,
do you just move the zeros to the ones? You know, you just move the pile of zeros, put it into the ones, boom, mind a program, bitch.
I'm dabbing repeatedly right now. That's amazing. So yeah, Biden, you're amazing. We haven't talked about Tulsi Gabbard in a minute. She's back in the news just a little bit. And it's mostly because of the stances that she takes that the Democrats can't stand.
Yeah, the only Democrat, like, not to impeach Trump. She voted present, not yes or no.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think that's kind of what it's about. It's like she wants to move on with all of this shit. And that's not a popular idea.
As the 2020 race heats up, there have been a couple of truth tellers who've been off script for Democrats talking about things that their opponents don't want to talk about. Yeah. One of those has been Tulsi Gabbard all along. So as Capitol Hill has moved along with the impeachment circus, most of the Democrat presidential candidates have gone along with it. Well, not Tulsi Gabbard. Here's what she said to ABC News yesterday. She said, I think impeachment, unfortunately, will only further embolden Donald Trump, increase his support, and the likelihood that he'll have a better shot at getting elected, while also seeing the likelihood that the House will lose a lot of seats to Republicans. It's not clear this will make her popular with Democrats, Governor, but is she right?
She's absolutely right. I had Tulsi Gabbard on my weekend television show on TBN a few weeks ago. She's one of the smartest people, maybe the smartest one on the stage, and the Democrats can't stand her because she's not a sheep. She doesn't just go along with what she's supposed to agree with and believe, and she's her own person. It's what makes her strong and makes her effective, and that's why the Democrats can't stand her. Doesn't that say a lot about their party? Mm-hmm. They want you to just toe the line.
She has
what
great
she said was 100% right, this impeachment nonsense, which she did not vote for. She voted present. And I thought that probably
imagine
really
the deep fake porn.
Yeah.
Imagine that deep fake porn.
But she's 100% correct in that this is only going to not just embolden Donald Trump, but more importantly, I can guarantee you it has emboldened his supporters, mm-hmm. including me.
I wonder if they just don't see it, or if they see it and they can't do anything about it, Governor. And at this point, she's speaking a truth they're afraid of either way. It's quite fascinating.
Well, the inmates are running the asylum. I mean, when you've got the squad, these four freshmen who are really doing more to run the ideological direction of the party than you have Nancy Pelosi and some of the so-called leaders.
Shout out to the squad.
No wonder their party is in such a mess. They're out of control.
Governor, we'll be watching it. Appreciate you coming in. Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
The squad. Everyone wants to pick on the squad.
Squaw.
Squaw! Do you think the squad has anything to do with the mass anti-Jewish sentiment?
No.
No?
No? I mean, it's possible, but I don't think it has encouraged it that much.
BDS laws, my dude.
I mean, I don't know how the BDS laws would encourage violence from Black Americans towards Jewish people.
That's true. That's true. You're probably more on track with the Black Israelite movement.
Yeah.
And they loud right now. They
gave
loud.
Gave them too much. Gave them an inch. It took a fucking mile.
And I remember the first video I saw of them. They were just like hardcore out in the street fucking assaulting people, but getting away with it because of religious protection. It was the fucking most cockamamie thing I'd seen in a while. Oh yeah, we already played this clip, the fucking Trump vows. This ain't gonna be a Benghazi. This kind of plays, this is the last clip I got tonight, but this kind of plays on that same idea that fucking the left is just being mocked right now. You guys gotta fucking step up your game, care more about people, and focus on the real issues, you know?
And
this
look at Tulsi's position, for God's sakes. Like, fuck, it's not ridiculous. It's not extreme. It's something they should really consider. If she runs independent, I'm voting for her.
If she legalizes prostitution, will they retroactively remove all prostitution charges as well as release prostitutes from jail?
I mean, that'll be a fucking crazy day. That's a lot of pussy on the street.
Yeah, it's too much pussy has been released on the street today at 5 p.m.
Epidemic pussy time. Levels today. Please do not take your kids outside unless you want them to touch a pussy.
Please do not expose yourself to either herpes or ass beetles.
Yeah, start seeing ads everywhere like $5 Pussy Friday. Oh my god,
dude. Yes.
It's idiocracy, man. It's, you know, like it's gentleman lattes at Starbucks.
It's fucking ow my balls and shit. All about them ow my balls. Probably the best show ever to be conceived of, even if it only kind of existed. But in the interest of clown world, shout out to fucking Tulsi Gabbard. I'm all about you for 2020 as an independent. I don't know why Pete Buttigieg is fucking so high in the Democratic, like, you know, rankings currently. It blows my fucking mind. Pete Buttigieg is probably the most puppet head of puppet heads up there. You know what I mean? I feel like he would just die on the international scene, you know? Just get buried alive. Kind of just want to pinch his cheek sometimes. He just needs it. Anyways, fucking, oh yeah, we're playing a clip here. This is a Schiff met with booze. Angry constituents at town hall. This is from Fox Business. Boom, here we go.
Schiff.
Here's the question. Do we, the people, want to remove President Trump from office before the election? Forget the polls. They're pointing every which way. Forget the politicians. They're locked into their party lines. And forget any possibility that Mr. Trump will actually be forced out. Not going to happen. But do we want him out? Do we, the people? Is that the will of the people? In my opinion, the answer is no. Emphatically, no. Of course, the Trump haters will never change, but they're a small, vocal minority. The great American middle is not happy with the impeachment tantrum in D.C. The Democrats have made a political mistake. They've let their strident left wing run the whole emotional show. Watch this. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff, an impeachment manager, gets an earful from some of his coastal constituents. Watch it. Next, watch Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin face her angry constituents. Roll that tape.
Let's please let her speak. How can you overturn the will of 63 million voters in 2016? And why don't you trust voters to make a decision for themselves in less than a year?
Well, it went downhill from there. The left is not used to this. They haven't been challenged like this since the Democrats pushed through Obamacare. They lost the House after that. Speaker Pelosi is exerting maximum pressure on moderate Democrats. Most will vote yes on impeachment, but that may cost them their seats next year, and it may cost the Democrats the House. These are prosperous times. Your 401k is up, your job's secure, your income is rising, your house is more valuable, you're spending big, and yet you're being told by the Trump haters that you must hate him too, that you must defend civilization as we know it by overturning the last election, just months before the next one. It is a classic political misreading. We the people do not want to remove from office the architect of our prosperity. That's my opinion. That may not be crystal clear now, but it will be when we get the chance to vote on this president 11 months from now.
So, yeah. The one thing that sticks out for me about this clip is the idea that, you know, a large contingency of people voted him in. Whether that was through electoral or the popular vote, I don't know. But it does, and I think for a while, it's been that question, is how valid really is our vote, you know? That's going back to the hanging chads of fucking Bush Jr. first term. You know what I mean? How valid is our vote? How powerful is our vote? And is it are the veils are just starting to get lifted? Are they starting to like drop their guard in such a way that the narrative really is getting out there that they don't trust the voters, that they feel that they have our best interests in mind more so than ourselves?
I feel like that is exactly what they're trying to say, that you know, they're saying we're smarter, we know better than you, the public needs to be protected from themselves. But then that clip as well was next level propaganda sounding. It sounded just just like one of those speeches in V for Vendetta. You know, we the people, we must decide, we will prosper. You know, this architect of all prosperity. Like, it was like, whoa, dude, you're going fucking hard, fucking trying to fucking really impress me right now. Yeah. I'm gonna talk like a normal fucking human being for 5 minutes and don't sound like an asshole.
It's all about those ratings, my dude. Sensationalization, you know. It's either incitement or sensationalization. I think that was like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking...
I don't buy that shit. Juice. I don't eat that, drink that Kool-Aid. I fucking talk like a normal person, like most of the country. Fucking asinine, fucking over the top, British, drink your tea and crumpet, asshole, fuck face.
Right. That is true. Fuck you. What is this? Fucking, who the fuck you are? Piers Morgan and shit?
Yeah,
fucking
motherfucker. Fuck off, I don't think you have the right to say we the people. You mean they the people, you fucking Brit.
Gotti. Exactly. Fucking. They're taking away our guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Fucking. Shout out to Alex Jones, I must say. Fucking. I hope that $100,000 is just a fucking drop in the bucket for you, and that you move on with your Operation InfoWars in a proper way. My condolences to you if you vape. I hope that you have a stockpile of your favorite flavors. I know what it's like for the shops around here kind of went for homemade shit. They used to make homemade shit that was really good, but then they had to go with like a package deal because FDA bullshit. Lessen the government restriction on our lives without pumping corporations. We got to fucking take that shit over with our own ingenuities.
Yeah.
That's what you should do for 2020, bitches. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking bisexual Egypt, y'all kick it, but whatever, man. Iran, I'm going to say that you guys are fucking trannies and you need to fucking calm your shit. You know what I mean? What can I say? Fucking Syria. You guys out there holding it down like you was pansexual. Straight motherfucking Palestine. And as I would always say to any of you out there, to your face or otherwise, the gay is real. Fucking... I'm loving my life.
Axel.
2020. Axel. This feels like a good one. This feels like it's going to be a good one. Shout out to all yous and your families. May this be a magical 2020, beginning of something new. Start those resolutions. Start doing your push-ups and shit. Let's get this going. Fucking new year, new chin, my dude. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Verbose.xyz, thank you for joining us. Happy 2020, and we will see you next time. I don't cop things for resale, don't do iCloud, don't do email. Feds wanna tap up man and wire a man like Chubbs did detail. Back when Ricky was doing up Teasdale, I was doing dinner with TZ. I didn't trust no one, swore gal limey cause gal too greasy. Nico never move Nike, sweatsuit Nike, sweatsuit DG. If man get beaky, ring ring, call up GG, do him up neatly. Used to look up to a man from certain ends with tune on repeat. Thought he was a bad boy then till man got pinched and man went PC. Man went PC just like Dell and Windows, some man bindos. Before I was ever around Kendall's, I was in Enzo dreaming up Enzo's. The woman I do end up with has to be a backyard just like Munchie. Can't have no pretentious ting when I know this road gets bumpy. Word to the broski J, he got different names in different countries. Three whaps and a whip and we beat that case where man live way too comfy. I don't do well with people making disses and making threats.
Warrior, man, got flown like private jets for way, way less. I know you try to get one down on us ever since then, it's been stress. Cause you know the reps, them owe you one, and we always pay them debts. Wassa, wassa, just like the Crody press, I don't do no pasta. Link with Skull and Cousin Jamie and Yard, and we dep on Gaza. Pasha, Sasha, pissed I was way too young at the time for slashings. You niggas spend too much time on captions, not enough time on action. Pick one man with slaps that's rapping, I bet he don't want no clashings. The LB pouch on chest is just for fashion, niggas just acting. Are you dumb or stupid? The wheels on the roses, chromas, headshot domas. Just checked in at a hotel floor that we on, got potent aromas. OVO, XO, link up, man, them drink up, me and the drillers. Hawking sticks and cash and baka, Gucci, P and Gilla. And the boy that sound like he sang on Thriller, you know that's been my nigga. Yeah, we just had to fix things, family, six things, we can't split up. As for the rest of the game, I'll do man dirty, man, I get two time. To me, that's just our side. I don't really care who rides on whose side. Bring 10 shots to the poolside. Never seen none of these grown men outside. 4301 won't spare no one. Niggas got to know about Southside. Stepping out of line, get outlined. And you know I'm tied up stateside. Ringing man down when it takes sides. Trying to get saved by the bell like Bayside. Prince, I carry that last name. That shit stays on me like brand names. Jazz just lined up brand new hantings. In night sky on a mat ting. Everyone I know has code names. Anyone I'm beefing with is a no name. Niggas can't even win home games. They just got to fall in line like Soul Train. Yeah.
Axel.